America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Played back to the point. McLeod gets it back again. Far circle, one-timer scores! Byram!
One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy hump day. Rainy out there. Rain through the morning and should taper off.
It's going to later this morning.
Yeah. Pretty much it rains while we're on.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The sound of it. High of 71 later today. And looks like sunny the rest of the week. Bills and Colts this week. We'll talk with Sal coming up at 7. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast at 7:30. Judah Fortgang at 9 o'clock of Pro Football Focus. He does a really cool newsletter. It's a Substack I subscribe to called Throw the Damn Ball, which is a lot of data-based picks. I use it for my fantasy football lineups, which games to get near, which games to avoid. Really cool stuff. So Judah Fortgang joins us at 9 o'clock. I think you'll enjoy it. I have a stat of the day for you.
Okay.
Want that?
Let's do stat of the day.
Stat of the day. It's a stat of the day on Khalil Shakir.
Okay.
So, Shakir.
It's been amazing.
If we were to rank the Bills.
And this is not the stat yesterday that I had, which is he is second in, him and Allen are second in the NFL in EPA.
Right.
For a quarterback receiver combo.
So, if we were to rank the Bills in popularity, one, Allen.
Yep.
Two,
are you about to claim it's Shakir?
I'm ready to listen to other answers.
Because all the popular
Keon
guys,
Coleman,
that were, all the popular guys that were here forever are gone.
For sure, right? Like there's changeover.
Coleman,
Terrell, Milano. Coleman Milano. Answer. We'll go Milano too.
Milano too.
Milano's an All Pro.
Shakir could be third.
Shakir's near the top. Okay,
yeah.
So
he's
anyway.
Top five at least.
Right.
Dawkins.
Aaron Schatz had this. Khalil Shakir of the Bills has an average depth of target of 2.7 yards.
That's really low.
Really low. You want to know how low that is?
Yeah.
The next lowest receiver is 3.9. And no other starter is under 5.
Wait. So he's the lowest receiver in the league at this?
Yes. Average depth of target. Khalil Shakir has by far the lowest average depth of target. Now,
Do you have right there who the other receiver is that's below 5?
Wandale Robinson.
That makes some sense.
3.9. Yeah. And then no other starter is under 5.
Wow.
So, I know what you're thinking, right? You're saying, well, guys, they throw them all those tunnel screens, right? They throw them those swing passes.
Yeah.
The fourth down orbit motion that they've thrown to him.
Those have been 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, Shakir had a game earlier this year where he had like 70 yards, and the air yards to him were like, I think it was 1.
Yeah, so, right.
He's great as a yak receiver, and I've seen a few people refer to, you know, when he gets the ball, he becomes a running back with the ball in his hands because he's contact balance and he's so good after the catch.
Yeah.
But it's worth pointing out that Shakir is, if I may, a big product of Joe Brady. Is that wrong? Joe Brady showed up and he got Shakir the ball a lot because he identified him as, if we throw this guy the ball quick, he is my yak guy. Brady wanted to be a yak team, like Dorsey did before him. And one of the ways that Brady got that done was Shakir. The fact that he is a 2.7 yards depth of target.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at the list now. It's all running backs around him.
It is
everybody's
nuts.
It's all running backs.
He is your screen receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, so, he really is.
So there's a little bit of a conversation. I you know, sometimes we just sit here and say, well, the next great receiver is going to make $32 million. The next one's going to make $35 million. The next one's going to make... And with Shakir, he's unique in a way. It's why Matt Harmon refers to him as like the perfect type of receiver to succeed in today's game where they take away the big plays. Because the Bills take the small plays and turn them into big plays with Shakir.
Yeah. He... I guess that's a good sign for Brady, right? That he has a guy and he's able to get this guy into enough space and they figured out the screen game enough to have that working because, man, 2.5, 2.7, there is not a guy I'm thinking of that succeeded in this Bills offense to this extent that has ever been near that low. Even Beasley was not near that low for the Bills. He, though, is, I mean, they're recognizing his talent. Like, one of his talents is he just bounces off tacklers, and he can cut quickly. So that also would also explain to a bit why he is by himself when it comes to catch percentage at wide receiver.
His efficiency is represented by the fact that he gets a yards per target, a depth of target that running backs get. That's why he's with all the running backs. He's thrown the ball. Kind of like a running back.
I want to look the guy that I often see in like yards per target or ADOT that is super low in the league is Deebo Samuel, and I'm trying to find where he is on this season. He's at 8.7. He's maybe had to go down the field a little more this year because Ayuk's been hurt and they've dealt with injuries, but he's typically one of those guys. It's like it's just screens. But you know, there are games where he's been in the negative and he's quadruple what Shakir is on.
If Shakir were a college player in this Bills offense, the scouting report would say, I wonder if he can catch the ball down the field. But we've seen him do that.
We have, we've seen him do that a bit.
He can do that. He can do that to a degree. I don't think he's, you know, one of these alpha man beaters, but it doesn't matter. This is, again, this is where I say, I'm not trying to say he doesn't deserve any credit, but Joe Brady and Shakir, that's the true magic matchup. He's got a guy that he knows exactly how to use, and for Shakir, he's got an offensive coordinator that knows how to get him the ball.
Yeah.
Like if you have Shakir in a PPR league, you gotta love it because they throw to him four or five times a game easy.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And you know he's going to catch him. How many targets does Shakir need to get six catches? He needs seven. Whereas, you know, your guy on the outside, whoever it is, might need 10, 11 targets to get those six catches.
Well, I'll say this. The other guy that is right, well, you know, even he's at six. But the other guy that I'm seeing these plays get designed to, it's happening way less often. But early in the year especially was Curtis Samuel, right?
Right.
They were throwing screens to Curtis Samuel early in the year. And they weren't really working the same way. So it's one thing to get those passes, and it's one thing to have those passes blocked for you in front by the receivers. But then you've got to go make something happen with the ball in your hands. And has that not been a big part of Samuel's story and Shakir's story this year? Is one looks infinitely more dangerous with the ball in their hands right now. Samuel's had those screen passes. He doesn't look that dangerous.
No, not at all. Coleman does.
Coleman even looks dangerous. They've started throwing Coleman that screen once in a while. That might be the surprising thing for me, is I thought Shakir this year would be impactful as like an underneath target, slot, you know, zone beater guy that could do some yards after catch, but that their yak guy, their screen guy, was going to be Curtis Samuel. That's how Joe Brady used him in Carolina, and we're through 9 games of the season, and every screen for the rest of the year feels like it should go to Shakir. Feels like they shouldn't even try Samuel in that role anymore, because he might get to a point where he does look more dangerous, but is he going to end up looking more dangerous than Shakir in those plays? Just I can't get to a place where I would think those plays that are working are ever going to look better in anyone else's hands than Khalil Shakir's. So, and that's surprising to me. I thought Samuel would be doing this.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like to. It's Wednesday, November 6th. We got some dad jokes ready for you.
Yeah, early morning dad jokes.
Yeah, I got a lot of people shake out the cobwebs first.
All right.
I went to bed early last night.
Early? Before the Sabre game ended?
No, very. I mean, it's 5-1, so like very close to the end. Decided to cash it in.
All right. All right. The college football game has got me like, I got to set a deadline. No, the game itself.
Oh.
I got to set a deadline because otherwise it could
you
be
stay
easy.
Up all night?
Just like especially when you're on a run. When you're on a run, you just gotta keep going. We did have the college football. We had
Maction.
The Maction last night and then also the playoff ranking for the first time.
Oh, I did not see the playoff ranking.
The playoff ranking for the first time. Vanderbilt getting hosed. They have 3
So
lost.
The playoff
I wasn't
ranking
expecting that.
Means that you have like a bracket.
Yes.
Pretty much.
There is a bracket. So
Boise State plays Texas?
Yes. I think... no, they would play Ohio State, I think. Here, the first bracket, if it were to end right now. So the 4 byes would be Oregon, Georgia, Miami, and BYU.
Oh, okay, I bet collegeplayoff.com and Ohio State was number 2. But that must be old?
That's their ranking, but that's not their...
Oh, the bracket.
But they wouldn't be a conference winner because Oregon is ahead of them. So in the bracket, they would be the 5 seed and would play number 12 Boise State.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what's the other matchup? So you would have Texas versus Alabama, and the winner would go to play Miami.
That's pretty good.
And then Ohio State, or I always say that with Tennessee versus Indiana, winner goes to play Oregon. Penn State, Notre Dame, winner goes to play Georgia. Oh, who didn't want this?
I know. The college football playoffs is going to be so good. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be so good. And you're going to still have games that matter at the bottom of that bracket. Like, Indiana's undefeated. They're going to have to play Ohio State and maybe win
to get in. And with 2 byes, there's something to play for at the top end, too. Like that's one thing about this, the new NFL format with 1 bye instead of 2.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know, how often has there been a race for the 1 seed? You had Baltimore win it with 3 games left last year.
Yeah.
You had the year where the Bills and the DeMar Hamlin game, that came down to...
We were down to the last week because there was a coin flip potential.
There was a lot of weird stuff going on.
Because the Bills and Bengals
game was
going
to be moved. That was a 3-horse race pretty much to the end.
Yeah.
But it feels like every bit as often as that happens, you've got it over quickly. And when there were 2 byes, you could keep a team that's... you know, 11-4 engaged if there was a team that was 14 and whatever. So I kind of missed the second bye because it created more drama at the top. And as we've watched the Bills be this good for this long, there's not been a lot of drama at the top.
I was going to say the Bills would have had, how many times would the Bills have had the bye if they had kept the second round or the second seed for that? I think is this right? They finished as the 2 seed 3 straight years. Yeah. That's what I got. So they would have had a first round bye. Well, excuse me. Right now they are in the 2 seed. That's why. So the previous 2 seasons they would have had first round byes, but they didn't because they changed the playoff rules right before.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Give us a call. We'll get Sal his recap on what happened on and what didn't happen on deadline day. Also, today's the day we find out about Keon Coleman and any sort of prognosis or whatever diagnosis for the injury, how long he'll miss, if any time at all. We got a little hint from Sean McDermott on Monday, and today's the day to find out. 803-0550, again, the phone number. Give us a call on WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.